Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Modern medicines have greatly improved our quality of life, but most have side effects to consider. Laura Bix, professor of packaging at Michigan State University, discusses efforts to create packaging that makes taking medications safer.
It has been estimated that 1.5 million medication errors occur annually in the U.S., and that a majority of them are in the outpatient setting. This is largely because it is up to the patient to use the information provided to safely and effectively administer a prescription product. Many of these reactions, ranging from mild rashes and drowsiness to hospitalization and death, could be attributed to warning labels that are often overlooked. Using eye-tracking technology, we found that one source of the label's ineffectiveness is its inability to capture patient attention. Specifically, only 50% of the participants we studied looked directly at every warning label when we handed them 5 vials in succession, and 22% did not look at any of the 5. Given that these labels were developed as a quick highlight of the most important information for the safe and effective use of medications, there is significant room for improvement. The impact of this study could be especially beneficial to older adults. Older people are the group most likely to take medicine improperly, with Americans 60 and older accounting for 40% of adverse drug reaction cases and 51% of deaths from drug reactions. In our study, older participants were less likely to both notice and remember the information on warning labels when compared to their younger counterparts. When we conditionalized memory on whether or not older participants viewed the labels, the age-related differences in memory disappeared. This suggests that labels' noticeability is a key factor, particularly for older patients. Future research will focus on recommendations for optimizing the design of medical labels for prescription vials, which have changed little in the 50 years since their introduction.
That was Laura Bix of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.